Canton police have identified the victim of a shooting at the Skyline Terrace apartment complex. 19-year-old Jordan Horton of the city's southwest side was found dead under a vehicle in the parking lot after a 911 call Tuesday morning. Police say Horton had been shot in the back. Investigators believe the shooting could have happened hours earlier. An officer responding to reports of gunfire just before midnight reported seeing muzzle flashes from two weapons and at least one person fleeing the area. Detectives have not announced any arrests or identified a suspect. It's the third fatal shooting at Skyline Terrace this year. Canton man will stand trial August 24th for an incident involving gunfire in a chase. 29-year-old Ollie Dukes accused of firing shots at a man April 15th and fleeing from police on a motorcycle. Dukes also allegedly followed the victim's girlfriend, tried to strike her vehicle, and slashed a tire. Dukes and the woman have two children together. He was arrested and faces charges including felonious assault, failure to comply, and criminal damaging or endangering. Dukes is prohibited from having a firearm due to a 2019 conviction for resisting arrest. Pretrial hearing will be held August 12th. A 79-year-old Worcester man was killed after driving the wrong way on Route 30 in Starr County Tuesday morning. The Highway Patrol says Webster Blankenship was eastbound in the westbound lanes around 8:45 when his car hit head-on into an SUV driven by 27-year-old Taylor Hunter of Canton. Hunter was taken to Altman Hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Troopers say Blankenship's car then continued forward and struck a van driven by a Hartville man who was not hurt. Blankenship later died at Altman Hospital. The crash remains under investigation. Canton City Council unanimously approved an annexation agreement with Plain Township. According to the repository, the plan applies only to single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes. The city would collect its 2.5% income tax from annexed properties, with the township getting 1%. Plain Township would get all property tax revenue from annexed properties. It will continue to provide police, fire, and emergency medical services to annexed properties and maintain most of the roads it already maintains. Canton would provide building department services along with lower in-city water and sewage rates. The city zoning code would apply to those areas. Trustees approved the plan last week. City Council in North Canton has approved a land swap with the city school district. The district would demolish the current middle school in fall 2027 in time for the opening of a new school. 14-acre site of the closed building, which adjoins Whitwer Park, would go to the city. The district would also transfer the 6-acre site of the former Orchard Hill School to the city. It adjoins the city-owned Arrowhead Golf Club. The school district asked for change to the original deal, allowing it to keep the Dogwood Pool until 2030, when the city would pay for its demolition and take over the 4.5 acres adjoining Hoover High School. The former Bellstone Elementary School in Canton has been sold. Summit Academy Schools paid $677,000 for the building on Roland Avenue Northeast. The school closed at the end of the last year. State law requires public school districts to make unused or underutilized buildings available to charter schools within the same district. The former Fairmount Learning Center was also on the block but got no interest. Summit Academy will move to its new site from its former location on Market Avenue South. An open house will be held at Bellstone next Wednesday from 6 to 7 o'clock. A Negley man accused in the death of a 2-year-old after a Columbiana County grand jury returned a secret indictment. 20-year-old Seth Hildebrand is charged with involuntary manslaughter and endangering children for causing injuries that led to the child's death in late December 2024. Prosecutors say the child died at UPMC Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, with the Allegheny County Medical Examiner listing the cause of death as blunt force head trauma. Hildebrand was arrested Saturday and remains in the Columbiana County Jail. He's scheduled to be arraigned in Common Pleas Court July 30th. Man indicted after police say threatened to hurt a woman and set fire to an East Liverpool apartment building before barricading himself inside. 37-year-old Christopher Stevens of East Liverpool facing multiple charges, including aggravated arson, after the April 8th incident on Walnut Street. Police say Stevens made threats and started setting items inside the building on fire and refusing to come out. He's being held on $100,000 bond, a hearing scheduled for July 30th. An appeals court has upheld an order reinstating former Youngstown Police Lieutenant Brian Flynn, fired in December 2022. An arbitrator found Flynn failed to follow up on cyber tips from the Ohio Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, but considering his 26-year career and mitigating factors, he should have received only a 2-week suspension. The city argued the arbitrator exceeded his authority. The original reinstatement order was issued by Common Pleas Court Judge Maureen Sweeney. Flynn currently works as a full-time officer in Poland and part-time in New Middletown.